Have you ever wondered how you can make a real difference in the lives of those around you who seem distant from their faith? Today we're diving into a letter from Padre Pio that might just hold the answers you're seeking. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today is the second Wednesday of the month, so we're diving deep into the heart of Padre Pio's spirituality, offering insights and reflections to nourish your soul, something a little different from the inspiring stories we usually share. In today's video, I'll be sharing a letter written by Padre Pio to one of his spiritual daughters, Raffaelina Cerase, from the book Letters, Volume 2. This letter delves into a very important aspect of our Christian life. In it, Padre Pio offers Raffaelina advice on how to carry out her apostolate, the work of spreading the good news of our salvation through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am sure many of us, at one point or another, have found ourselves wondering how best to fulfill this mission. Well, if that's you, Padre Pio's guidance will surely prove helpful. And for those who might not feel particularly called to an apostolic mission, let me remind you that this is a calling for all of us. Jesus himself commanded us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation." Furthermore, in the past century, several popes have emphasized the crucial role of lay people in the apostolic mission. For example, Pope Pius XII stated, "The consecration of the world is essentially the work of the laymen themselves, of men who are intimately a part of economic and social life, and who participate in the government and in legislative assemblies." In simple terms, we are all called to act. The apostolic mission is an obligation of every Christian, not just the clergy. Now, with that in mind, let's turn to Padre Pio's letter to Raffaelina, written on Holy Saturday in 1914. He wrote, "Not all of us are called by God to save souls and to spread his glory through the noble apostolate of preaching. Remember, moreover, that this is not the only way to achieve these two great ideals. A soul can promote the glory of God and work for the salvation of souls by leading a true Christian life, praying unceasingly that thy kingdom come, that thy name be hallowed, that we may not be led into temptation, and that he may deliver us from evil. This is what you should do now, offering yourself continually to the Lord for this purpose. Pray for the wicked, pray for the lukewarm, pray even for fervent souls, but especially pray for the Supreme Pontiff, for all the spiritual and temporal needs of our Holy Church, and offer special prayers for all those who work for the salvation of souls and for the glory of God by carrying out missions among so many unfaithful and unbelieving people. I urge you again to dedicate yourself completely to this and to encourage everyone you can to dedicate themselves to the ends I have explained. You can be completely certain that this is the greatest form of apostolate that a soul can undertake in the Church of God. Hold steadfastly to this declaration of mine, which is precisely what Jesus tells us, and treat with utmost disdain all contrary suggestions that the devil may present to you. Now, I have noticed many times in the comments section that some of you have expressed how a particular message came at just the right time, as if guided by God's providence. That's exactly how I felt when I encountered this letter. Lately, I've been wondering, how does one go about evangelizing friends and family who have given up on their faith? How do we bring back those who were baptized in the church who have heard the gospel but now reject it? Padre Pio gave me the answer. Lead a true Christian life and pray. He reminds us that while not all are called, as he puts it, to the noble apostolate of preaching, we are all certainly called to lead by example and prayer. In doing so, we become like leaven in the world, quietly but powerfully influencing those around us with the light of Christ, helping to renew their faith through our own faithful witness and intercession. As we conclude this video, I would like to invite you, our dear viewers, to join our apostolate, this lay apostolate, to join us in spreading the teachings and wisdom of Saint Padre Pio. This is because we firmly believe Padre Pio is a saint for our time. He stands in stark contrast to the world. I believe this doesn't need much convincing. Just look around you. We see selfishness in the world, but Padre Pio stands as an example of self-sacrifice. We see an increase of relativism, where people believe everyone has their own truth. But Padre Pio teaches the truth with a capital T. We see people indulging in all sorts of pleasure, but Padre Pio teaches self-denial. This is why we are committed to making Padre Pio known to as many people as possible, so that many souls may convert and our Lord Jesus Christ and Our Lady may be better known and more loved. That's why I strongly encourage you to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become an apostolate of our faith, supporting us in creating these videos for the benefit of souls. It's simple to join. Just follow the link in the description below to learn more. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.